Western Michigan College Dems, Donald Trump poses threat to vulnerable students. By Tom Sicata on December 6, 2019. The Western Michigan College Democrats published a comment on Facebook recently in which they argued that President Donald Trump and his staff should not be welcome to campus because they pose a threat to students. The student group believes that the time has passed for civility, a sentiment on many campuses given the wave of violence and threats against conservative students. According to a report by Campus Reform, the Western Michigan College Democrats had a strong reaction to a guest lecture by a Michigan GOP Trump victory campaign field organizer. In a Facebook comment, the group declared that President Trump and his staff should not be welcomed onto campus because "we don't believe that giving President Trump's campaign a platform is representative of the values that WMU claims to hold," the students wrote in a post on Facebook. "Donald Trump and his campaign staff are not welcome on our campus because of the threat they pose to our most vulnerable students." The Western Michigan College Democrats then suggested that they would no longer engage in civil discourse with right-wingers. "The time has passed for civility," they wrote in the comment. "There have been more than 100 acts of violence, threats, or intimidation aimed at conservative students in recent years." Wow. The Western Michigan College Republicans wrote in a post on their own Facebook page, "We are disappointed that the WMU College Democrats have decided to condemn civility and bipartisan participation while declaring that our diverse and growing community of Trump supporters is not welcome on campus." The Western Michigan College Democrats eventually published an apology on their Facebook page. The group claimed that their pointed remarks were made in an effort to fight white supremacy and extreme nationalism. The group went on to claim that they wanted to ensure that conservatives feel comfortable expressing themselves on campus. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.